understand this. You can't hold this amount of water. You just can't. You can't move it. You can't wish it away. You can't pump it away. It's just not going to work. Pray that the city is spared. Now, I want to play for you later the rest of what I have here from National Geographic. I got all kinds of stories to get through here. Again, here, I want to give you two headlines before I go to Brother Andre, because this is his hometown, too. Channel 4 WWL-TV News, 2 days ago. New Orleans levees sinking faster than planned. Now, what did they tell us? Again, the geniuses of the Corps of Engineers. All you got to do is just build half. We just need to have better levees. And people were going like, I don't think the levee system is actually long-term. That's a solution. The city is kind of like sinking. We need to, you know, kind of prop it up here. Now, you listen to us, little boy. New Orleans levees sinking faster than planned. Why? Because there's nothing to put the silt back that washes away every year. Dummy. They knew this in 1863. They freaking knew this. This is from The Atlantic. Richard Campanella, 2018. How humans sank New Orleans. Humans. Most people don't notice. They think New Orleans, oh, it's sinking. It's below sea level. It's flat. There's no topography. Are you smoking crack? There's actually small hills. You look at a whole map of the city of New Orleans, there are only old paintings. There's hills, for heaven's sake. Gone. Thanks to the levees. Corps of Engineers, fat, lazy, overbloated, stupid citizens. Either they don't care, or if they were told, they were like, that's too hard. Well, when the city is a lost city of Atlantis West, I wonder just how hard it would have been. You've rebuilt a couple hundred thousand houses after the bowl flood of Katrina. Maybe they should have been built back up. Maybe there should have been a warning, like God going, I'm warning you. I'm telling you. I'm giving you another shot. Stop messing with my system. I put that city there because I wanted it there. I let that river go down there because that's where I wanted it to go. You better stop. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. Last live radio station standing. Here on a free phone Friday. My telephone number, if you'd like to call the program, I'd love to hear what you have to say about all this. 844-527-8723. Let's go to the Skype Maker hotline. Say hello to Brother Andre Marie, who is live from the St. Benedict Center in Richmond, New Hampshire, where there is no danger of flooding, but I hear birds chirping, brother.
There are birds chirping, yes. Yeah, thank God there's no danger of flooding here, but too bad about New Orleans. I've been looking at the news headlines on that, seeing looks like it's going to get walloped again. You know, Mike, my high school, my alma mater, got ruined. The campus got ruined.
Holy Cross? Katrina.
Yeah, Holy Cross. Right on the levee in the Ninth Ward. And the levee got breached, and the Ninth Ward got, had this aquatic apocalypse. And the buildings are still sitting there. Everything's just sort of rotting and dripping and getting moldier and more fetid and so forth in the hot Louisiana sun. But now they rebuilt the campus in a saner location. But still, I was directly affected by that. A bunch of my relatives moved out of New Orleans, either to Baton Rouge or elsewhere. And one other thing on that, I remember years ago seeing a documentary. They were saying, well, it looks like the levee system is not going to hold up and protect New Orleans.